Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us whenever the fuck he shows up. Let's see here. Let's start this shit off with. How about... No. How about we go with Big B, West Coast Summer. We'll be right back.
louder than the last one. So get up, cause it's about to pop off like a shotgun. Let's go summer, this is how it's done. It's another crazy summer, and we gon' party harder than the last one. So get up, cause it's about to pop off like a shotgun. Let's go summer, this is how it's done.
You look cute as hell. Now move on over here and let me start massaging. Fine.
Ooh. That feels wonderful.
What the fuck's up with these bitches? I got dick for days. And these hoes wanna keep their face buried in some pussy? Bitch, you ain't even gay.
She got a Katy Perry ringtone. Plays it like a theme song. Kissed the gun and liked it. Now she's swearing off the ding dong. Back and forth like ping pong. She really strictly dick it. And Madonna screwing Britney. Now the bitch is strictly licking. Suck a dick or suck a titty. She don't really give a fuck it. Ducky rainbow on a Prius. Means she always getting lucky. Had her first fish platter on a girlfriend's futon. Hidden Valley tossing Sally licking on the crouton. No shame in this fake bitch game. Swerving in and out of traffic. Never staying in her own lane. She want a piece of cake and yes, you wanna eat it too. Pay her some attention, then the bitch will go down eating you.
Drop the act and let me be honest. No more chips for you.
Wrestling and cool whip. Flash a nipple, slap a pussy for attention. Just turned 18, now she on a fucking mission. Gotta make a daddy listen, maybe show a little anger. Four shots of Jägermeister, tongue kiss a perfect stranger. Three full fingers deep in some bleach blind bimbo. A double-headed dildo beating like it's Kimbo. Put it on the YouTube, the pictures on the MySpace. Just so I can peep it, wish the bitch would sit on my face. Two straight bras, tongue kissing by the swimming pool. Fake dyke bitches eating coochie cause it's cool.
Drop the act and let me be honest. No more chips for you now.
Shit, I love them freaky bitches. Daisy chains and running trains. Girl or girl and pussy fisting. All I'm really trying to say is, girl, don't claim your ass is gay. I laid the pipe the other night and fucked your girlfriend yesterday. Tell the truth, don't even trip. You know you like to wrap them lips. Round a Peter, lick the tip. Cause little girls don't come equipped. Bitch, please, you ain't right. What you really trying to prove? Carpet muncher, don't get punched. Cause you claim you're so confused. Yeah, I twist my dick on hard to see you 69 netting. But to rise up on your cake won't be the case up at your wedding. Put it in perspective, cut the act. You ain't no thespian, just a chick who loved the dick but perpetrate a lesbian.
Drop the act and let me be honest. No more chips for you now.
After all, we're just two lonely bitches on the loose for the weekend. Yeah, I bet your little ass is on fire. You'll be a new woman when I finish working on you.
Money's my motivation, my eyes on the prize. All these haters be hating on me, but I ain't surprised. Cause I be killing it, flying down the highway. Tap shift down, hit the gas and get sideways. My driveway about a quarter mile long. I be backyard fishing at my lakefront home. My neighbors don't like me, they say I don't belong. Cause I don't give a fuck about my motherfucking loan. Hood shit, I don't know how to take care of good shit.
shit. My kitchen got two ovens in it, I don't never cook shit. House full of guns, don't let wish somebody would shit. Bark up my tree, I'll find you in the woods, bitch. Tonight as I lay me down to sleep on a simple beating mattress with these 1,000-count sheets, I'ma rest in peace. The true definition, my bed feels good like the money I be getting, cuz I be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak. Don't speak. Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, swerving on. I be out here getting it. 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 So money, more money, cut a trout on. Whoa. I remember taking calls on my track
back
phone.
In the day.
I get it how I live it, that's that.
Yeah.
I be fucking with them pounds, hashtag.
Brown.
What it do? I'm a motherfucking dog.
Yeah.
I'm in here with my dogs and we in the bitch of ball.
Ballin'.
We came to keep some flavor, we ain't in the bitch of brawl. But if y'all looking for that issue, we gon' put you on that wall. I be running with some killers and some bad bitches. Ride it good the way your ass switches. I just lay my pimpin' down and then I ad-lib it. And then it's back to the trap where I'm cash getting. Cheap first, keep work in the car,
though.
Get grits and drop hits with Bravo.
Gator.
Ain't stop, nah, I just think guap.
Then I stack it all together, throw it in a shoebox.
I be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak.
Don't speak.
Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, working on. I be out here getting it, 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 I be out here getting it. I be out here going hell, better yet I'm going hammer. Ain't worried about these haters, cause haters don't want no ammo. Positive honesty, these motherfuckers ain't stopping me. I'm constantly dropping music to prove it, they ain't chopping me. Obviously it's gotta be my year, I'm a prodigy. You haters can't make Bobby disappear. Rappers are probably praying that I wouldn't reappear. I got four words for them. Bad news, I'm here. Let's get it clear, I'm unstoppable. Point blank, period. I swear to God I'm serious, I'll knock you fucks delirious. Will nothing be mysterious, so don't act out surprised. Cause I'm sick of you mischievous rappers telling lies. Motherfucker, y'all broke, acting hard and you bald. Telling fans y'all stars, y'all ain't even got cars. If people knew the truth about who you rappers really are, y'all would never be respected, cause y'all motherfucking fraud. But I be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak.
Don't speak.
Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, swerving on.
I be out here getting it.
Nose full of Katy Perry rolling rotten shotgun. Acting like I ain't got sense cause I ain't got none. No religious bitches in my circle, I ain't got none. Gotta leave a crater in this game before the clock's done.
Now watch where we headed, taking shots, come and get it. Hip-hop, menace, some said we never should've got read it, let it fly, moving through the sky, losing sight of us. My predecessors accepting my destiny's might as much.
Mouth stuffed with ecstasy in a state of nirvana. With a belly full of molly, I'm puffing this marijuana. Another one, I am honor, your honor, honestly. The way they hate on Gotti and you begins fucking comedy.
The combination so uncommon to cause a company to cover me and cover my cost. Cousin, now come at me, my blood's running. I'm 100 no matter what it seems. I've done nothing but crush whatever the fuck was in front of me.
Shot pitches, flicking pits. Yeah, we're on some thicker shit. Shooting up with the reverend, he's a flippin' hypocrite. Bathing in the bath salt, Lufa made an entrail. Seems to be I die in every other role like this.
Why they shoot at me? You and I, crew is
side, minor scrutiny. Suit and tie, execute a trooper, sign a mutiny. Doing time, humans euthanized by the truth in
me. Okay, I'm zoned out, turned up, wildin' out wavy. Rolling up the purple bumpin', Brenda's got a baby. Working for no money isn't funny, it is slavery. I'm headed for oblivion and can't nobody save me.
Planetary collision in a vision apocalypse. Demonology, monetary, toppled metropolis. Inequality, military, coddled the populace. Mephistopheles headed full throttle for opulence.
Corner offices, sexy secretaries and emails. Demonic packages are delivered minus the details. Three rails, later I pop it without a second look. This role is for a chicken, this carnage is for the record book.
Tell my mama I'm sorry, my job is so obnoxious. Body full of toxins I probably will never process. Paradigm shipping, sipping up, catch a witness ride. Wish that I would switch it up different, but why simplify?
Two fly, launch pad, crash land, I'm a wreck it. Looking for the black box, FBI, search method, soul of Saddam. I'm the motherfucking bomb, check it, inspiration of Hitler, Bruce Lee's work ethic.
Sun Tzu, manifest a Dalai Lama mind state. Hijack a G6, tripping, trying to fly straight. Spun a lie, wonder why I'm irate. Violation, summon my emotion, I annihilate.
By the bait, get him to bite and I might could buy the weight. Soon as we start eating, these suckers are gonna try to hate. I relate, hard to see people do better than you. Strangers form a line outside hours before we open the venue.
Let me continue, feel the bad vibe calling, I might could dial it back. Motherfucker rapper talking about I want my style back. Punk's ice grilling me, I smile back. I relax, hired for my prior stats. Why attack, fire back.
Tiger's flat footing it, pure fuckery, I am back. People think this shit's a result of me smoking fire crack. Fade to black, street basin in the back of a ratty shack. Killer city misery's one hell of a habitat.
But what's been happening, now they asking me what got into me. Galvanize the lives of whoever's in my proximity. Lock stock artillery, cock and aim at the industry. Paint a picture of pain and pleasure inside a symphony.
We got the chemistry on the struggle for constant energy. My aura's looking more like the color of what a killer's be. Killer beat, nothing to fornicate with a killer beat. The pen and pass the remedy for whatever is killing me.
Philistines lurking in silhouette, get the guillotine.
Stomping out your day, man, then we come in to kill a dream.
Snap away,
activate,
all civilians evacuate.
Back away,
pack a nine.
Sacrifices we had to make,
trap for time.
Apex predator about to gravitate, back to shine.
Fall out of place, I'ma put them back in line.
Back inside of my lane,
fraternizing with fame.
I shoot it rapid fire, it's your brain.
We mastermind in the game.
I jump in a mosh pit, but I'm alone. Between four trees, I get it on. My brain is hemorrhaging, it's them or me. It ain't easy knocking over a tree. I wake up, the room is padded. It would appear I've had it, but hold up, clothes rip, wrap them around my neck, and jump myself to death. No breath. Now I'm out, I'm strapped down, but wait, I can still move my head around. I got about 4 inches between the back of my head and the metal gurney bed. Boom! Slamming it, retraction. Boom. I feel the back of my skull is cracking. Boom. A broken bone is piercing my brain and I just hammered it in. Myself. Why does everybody tell me that I need help? I'm in love with pain. I take a needle or a knife and try that motherfucker through my windpipe. Just might take a razor blade.
I might slice up my face and my lip. My main artery is begging me to let it flow free. Grab a razor blade, let it bleed.
A layer of skin, ooh, I pull it back and smooth it back down with one simple smack. Ouch. Wednesday night, I got kicked off my bowling league. Just cause I show up by the bowling ball then leave. Yeah, go ahead, curse me, you faggot. So I throw my legs in the moving cars, you got your habits. I don't consider it hurting myself, it brings me joy. Now shut the fuck up here.
Cut and slice away with the steak knife. Hit myself in the ankle with PVC pipe. X-Acto blade underneath the fingernail. Bleed, make another cut. Fuck it, might as well. Tablespoon of more than salt in the open wound. If it don't burn, you don't know what you're doing. If you fail, just return to start. Self-defecation is a beautiful art.
Why? I'm a lonely person, and it seems like my only friends are the TV, Maxim, and FHM. That's why I drink till I pass out, think till I black out, or watch Jay Leno till I crash out. It's like this whole world's consumed on some Pink Floyd shit, Dark Side of the Moon, singing.
We don't need no education,
cause my life's like poltergeist, it sucks me in and I can't change the station.
We don't need no thought control,
really sweet, but my life for peace, like I'm trapped in a rerun of my own show.
So somebody, turn off the light, turn these lights on, light on. So somebody, show me you're there, and turn these lights on, light on.
Do you mind if I flick this light switch? Cause I don't want you to see me like this. I'm not normal, I'm a different creature. You don't like me, I don't like me either. I keep seeing things that I can't resist. Got a girlfriend that barely knows I exist. Or maybe it's the lithium I'm on while I plunge through crunch like Nirvana song sing.
I feel stupid and contagious,
cause every time that I shut my eyes I see angels with dirty faces.
Here we are now, entertainers.
Now my life got me seeing death, like I'm back with the three witches of Macbeth.
In the night,
I know more bad things happen in threes. And hearts get beat like trash CDs. When darkness falls, strangers call. I find a phone number in bathroom stalls. My back is against these walls of hatred. I feel like I'm trapped between Freddy vs. Jason. No escape in the clues of doom. That's why I shout like a mob when I'm walking the moon.
Jump, bitch, pull up with the pump quick. Watch us killin'. fellas just dump this, dump this. Pull up in the truck quick, better jump this.
With shit like this happens. Let me tell you what's about.
What's going on, White? What's going on?
Me and my brother.
Who?
General.
Okay.
You know, we went through a little
what happened? What happened? I know.
But time heals wounds.
Time heals wounds.
And when wounds heal,
wounds heal,
you get stronger.
We get stronger.
And you get stronger.
Someone said that I was down. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. We back, bitch. Someone said we couldn't rap. Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was smoke. Smoke. Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
Hey, what they looking me for? Hey, get them boys a detour. This KLE more sales inside they hood than a seesaw. Hey, this my Aquafina flow. I'm talking about that water. While speaking of that water, I'm out here with the piranhas. Man, I put that on my mama. I should have said my mammy. At 15 years old, was selling whammies at my granny. I came up out of nothing. I mean nothing at all. Forgive me if I hit the club and I just go fucking ball. Yeah, me and Little White. Rap game is a rap. Sometimes family will fight, but they always come back. So just forgive me every time that I spoke out of emotions. But you know like I know, this rap game's a roller coaster. But I like it.
Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all.
here is a power move. Me and Jelly back on the track together, and y'all know how we do. Tearing up every beat sitting, we are the Caucasian wrecking crew. What it do? I'm high and drunk, going all the way in the night. Not that I was gone, well, I'm back for the throne, and I'm gonna get it even if we gotta fight. It's Lil White. I've always been on like porch lights, so rich folks home. Totem pole is a motherfucking problem, and I've been known to jump whole hoes bone. Me and my brother made a man, got back in the lab on our shit again. Picked up them pins in order to get down heat, get up some dividends. This money train don't never stop going down the track, screaming and smoking. I'm in the back with a sip of OG White Kush, and I'm rolling and choking. I've been around this hole before, and I'm back to fuck the bitch one more time. It's Jelly Roll with Lil White, no filter, and it's the definition of crime.
I'm here to play. Boom, bring the bell and let's get it. On for the strong, just like gladiators. Rip out the spine like the second Terminator. Haters ain't got no time for your tactics. I see right through you and the childlike tactics. No advances, no chances. Our predictions get a beat down.
We are live, Nobel Prize. we can do for you.
One, two, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, but you're going shit. Yo, tell me whose time it is now.
Yeah.
41. A man beating his 8-year-old son. Goddamn, found the boy unconscious. Tried to bring him around, but he remained responseless. It's my house. Then he said, fuck you. Words, them were his last two. I drew my baton and proceeded to beat him. He chose his last words and I made him eat them. I used much excessive force, and I believe that I had no choice. I got winded, the scene was morbid. Got the gasoline out and poured it. Took the kid outside and burned it all to hell. And now all is well, justice will serve public protection. Something's wrong, I make the correction.
I play you.
With my knee in your spine, all your weeding and keys are mine. The long arm of the law will clothesline ya, and if you're a pedophile, I'll find ya. The police are needed, a 10-15, so I arrive on the scene. Home invasion, the man is still in there. Family held hostage prisoner. Kicked in the front door and saw the man with the gat and put sticks in his back. Then walked up and made his head go splat. Broke every bone, stomped it flat. And as soon as I leave, they show the other police, you know, the slow.
What's going on, Ghetto?
Don't move, motherfucker.
Man. Bra and panty tag team match.
Oh, they need to bring those back.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Hell nah. It's the fucking PG era.
Who was in that match? Trish and Lita and who?
Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson.
Hell yeah. Those were they.
That was WWF 2001 Invasion.
What kind of figure since that lady just said invasion?
Look at the look on Mina's face. She saw that all happen. And this is not going to bode well. That invasion between these four women, let me tell you. Look, I know we're not the best of friends, but we are WWF. And that is why we need to stay together. There's Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler of WCW.
I think Corey Wilson was in ECW.
WCW.
Yeah, they should bring Stacy Keibler back.
Yeah. Man, maybe we should bring Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson back.
Well, Tori Wilson never really did anything.
No, but she was hot.
She got her Playboy and that was it.
Hell yeah.
She got her Playboy and then her Playboy with Sable.
Yeah.
Fucking Foley, you look the best.
Is that Michael Cole talking?
Yes.
He sounds like an idiot talking about matches like this.
You have no idea.
Now this is where somewhere he could say his famous line of, "We've never seen anything like this before."
Yeah, right? Shut up, Cole. See, come on, even back then, JR fucking carried Cole. Just like nowadays, Lawler and JBL carry Cole.
Oh, JBL kind of carries people.
Makes you wonder, exactly which side fucking Cole's gonna be on.
Yeah, he ain't on nobody's side. He's on his own damn side.
Nah, that's the way it should be, especially when it comes to these type of matches.
No, I mean, he's on his own damn side, as in, nobody wants him. Yeah, Mick Foley. How about that?
Here comes Lita. Although with Lita, you really ain't got much to go anyways, because half the time she's in her fucking bra panties anyways.
She usually wears pants and a shirt.
Yeah, but usually underneath you got the thong that's, you know, coming out and the fucking pants are falling anyway. What would be a good track to play for this right now? So we need a track. You know what? I got a track. I say we go with yada yada yada, because that's all you ever hear from fucking Michael Cole, anyways.
I was thinking more like
my nigga down one. Damn. Been knowing you for a long time, nigga. We did a lot of shit together, man. On this music tip, man. Beautiful shit we did, dog. Remember when we went out to L.A., man, with Quincy, man. Made all that shit pop with Yuck Mouth and everybody. Duff, Sieg, everybody. Had a lot of good times, dog. You know what I'm sizzling? But that shit's about to come to an end, dog. You know? Never have I ever crossed anybody, man. Y'all niggas know me. The sands of time have already started to pour against you, dawg. So listen hard, cause I'ma speak real softly. Like this.
Just think. What if I could just blink this shit away? Niggas think. Because a nigga boss, I got grips and grips to pay.
the pain grows and fame and cane goes with changing strange hoes who bang and range rolls for things. Same shows with lames, the rainbows will stain insane foes who drain and hang rolls with brains. If you caught it, that means you got it. And if you brought it, that means you should have shot it.
Cause I'm about to drop the Rayanita, lock the killer leader, prop the Mina nigga, I pop the millimeter.
DeMarco, I'm about to spark blow. Your bark so harsh, but parts gon' make your heart glow. Blood, and don't be wuzzing me, cousin me, bugging me by doves. I'll be mine till these clubs really loving me. It hurts my nigga to hurt my nigga, but hurt my nigga is what's inspiring these spurts, my nigga. At first, my nigga used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Yelling, you gon' slap the taste out my mouth, nigga. I never scare, Zeb Wafers everywhere. If you need me, believe me, it's easy to put hoes in shock for cheesy. Watch the Weezy, he's lots of talk for cheesy.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door? Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door?
Industry's faulty, industry salty. The industry cost me, industry brought me. The industry taught me, industry caught me. And you niggas know that the industry's awfully. I ain't a snake, nigga, all I did is make niggas. Money was sunny, now it's funny, you play I hate niggas. Over some cake, the fate of a show me state, nigga. In my face, will be Don Juan the Great to late, nigga. I don't speak a lot, I peep a lot, I creep a lot. And people who speak are usually weak and out for peace and no beef a lot. Remember we used to kick it like bros. Now you niggas act like bitches and hoes with your liquor and souls. Tech a nine, I got the wickedest flows. No kid in this mode, our misery never would get with this rogue. I'm pissed at his hole, little facade of crypt that is sold. Instead of a rap, I should have twisted his nose. Who kept so nitty from killing you? Who kept Diamond from drilling you? Who kept villain niggas from Bill dealing you? So now you can take away me and keep on talking crazy, and I'ma let them know where you keep your baby and where you stay, D.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door? Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door?
You can't turn enough motherfuckers against me. You can't find a harder rapper that'll convince me. I'm with the Canties, the Aspies, the White Bears, Lejeunes, the Harrises, and the motherfucking Tinleys. The theories, the buyers, the Kennedys. You know the families that are known to be bad for humanity. Can he be bad? Can he be tough? Can he be rough? No cream puffs are considered to be rough enough. Nobody likes you, not even your bitches. I'm a witness. They sick of your disrespectful way of speaking explicit. Always talking about how big your dick is. Better hope Angelic go multi-platinum to get your riches. Blah. This is the end of men who were once friends. And then when asshole thought he was something, when punks bend over, they get fucked. Hand over them tech tapes or get stuck. You must think I'm soft for talking to Icy Rock about knocking the Nina out. I'm tripping without a doubt. I'ma tell you who really is your friend. Bell McCartney, and maybe you and him can get together and tell it like it is again. It's over, man. I hope you brought your Novocaine. I know the pain is slowly taking over brain. So calm that motherfucking wombat. I don't need no Don Juan tracks to come by my rap.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door? Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, what would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door?
That's what I'm speaking on, dog, that's real shit. A nigga once said to me, a nigga walk around like his shit don't stink, don't cut your nose off and stick it up your ass, you can smell that shit. You know what I'm saying? Dog. Drew first blood, man. That was dog shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no friend. Talking about knocking me out, nigga. You on what armor? Yo.
Dr. Dre, here I come. Timberland, here I come. Neptune, here I come.
Right.
think Booker T's a damn parrot. Shut the fuck up, Stephanie. Damn whore.
Hey, hey. Listen, this thing's pretty much all even up here. And, you know, I'm not exactly feeling the pressure because I've got all the confidence in the world.
Thank Gilgi died.
I don't need nobody to come here and give me no...
Yeah, I think he did.
I ain't
here to
play
guitar to
nobody. I ain't here to
hurt
nobody. I better go out there and whip somebody's ass.
Yeah.
They're
right, Stone Cold.
Just don't break your hip.
The bottom line, because Stone Cold
sits up. Is this when you turn on WWE?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, Vince, are you afraid of competition?
Yes, he is.
And Vince is dead. Shane McMahon make an ass of himself. And then Stone Cold turn his back on the WWE. Yeah, that's why you failed, right, bitch? You know what? We're gonna play this. It's 'cause it's about to get ugly.
Yeah. this way back. See the momentum was my motherfucking name at. Yeah, bitch, I won't pay back. I learned 100 different ways that I can gain that. Getting there, getting ugly, getting ugly, ugly, getting ugly, getting ugly. Yeah, baby, don't play that. I got plans in position to get the payback. Getting there.
And we're back. Yeah, Heyman, that's why you're working with them now. You know, I will agree with Cesaro on one thing. Coulter. It would be nice if we could play, if we could just deport Paul Heyman. See, Ghetto, this is why you should get the WWE Network. Because you can relive all the old pay-per-views, all the good things about the WWE before it turned to shit. Part of the authority and ruining WWE as we know it. Yeah, so get a minute. You should check your email. I sent you a referral for the WWE Network. So then that way we both get a $25 gift card for WWE Shop.
Even if I don't sign up for it?
No, you have to subscribe for the WWE Network in order to get the gift card.
Well, that's deep.
Look, it's the most dysfunctional family of them all. And then you got Paul Heyman in there, bald as a motherfucker.
How does that even work anyway?
What, the WWE Network?
Yeah.
Have you ever used Netflix?
No.
Not
really.
Well,
isn't Netflix where you fucking pick what movies you want and they send them to you?
Well, you can do it that way, or they have the online way where you just, you know, watch like whatever movie you want online or on your TV without having a disc.
So I'm saying, how does it just magically get on your cable?
What, Netflix or the WWE Network?
The network.
You download it to your PS3. They have an app on the PlayStation Store for it.
Just I can't get it just on my cable?
Nope. It actually doesn't affect your cable.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't affect the cable.
So you can't even get it on cable? You have to get it on your fucking PlayStation?
Yeah, like it's basically like all internet.
So it runs through the internet.
Yeah.
So how is it that I'm going to download it to my PlayStation?
Because you download the WWE Network app to your PS3, and then you go to the WWE Network. Well, once you're all signed up and once you're paying for it and everything, click it and you all set to go. Hey, look, it's Kane before he became Fruit Roll-Up Man.
What exactly do I have to sign up with? An email?
Email, credit card.
Am I able to pay for it with money that's on my PlayStation?
No.
Why the hell not? It's on my PlayStation. You know, like you put the fucking money on there and you buy games and shit.
Because they charge your card monthly.
Well, what happens if I only want it for 1 month?
You can actually choose that option as well. Like if you don't want it to be like reoccurring, all you gotta do is go to WWE Network, go to your account, and you'll see where it says billing information. And if you want to change it, you can. And you'll see a thing where it says change your auto renew preference here. Click that, and you can just hit cancel auto renew. And then you're all set to go.
Is there a pay-per-view this month?
Next month. Payback.
Yeah. Apparently CM Punk's going to be at Payback.
According to who? Victoria?
Who? Why would you assume that? No.
Because that damn bitch keeps thinking fucking Punk's going to come back every single week.
No, but I don't know. Saw somebody post that shit talking about he's rumored to come back at Payback. Now, how would Victoria even know that?
Is it mad? Because it's not like, you know, she's always hoping for fucking CM Punk to return.
Well, he just might have Payback if this shit's true.
Look, it's Booker T. Before he got all old and stupid. Bad Taker wants to kill fucking Booker T. But this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Back in the invasion. The fact that, okay, first they had the Dudley Boys come out. Then Taker and Kane. Then whoever else was a part of Team WCW and ECW. Then Chris Jericho. Then Booker T. Then Kurt Angle. That was absolutely stupid. I mean, wouldn't it have made more sense for to have Team WCW and ECW come out together and then Team WWE come out together, like one after another, instead of doing WWE, then ECW, WCW, WWE, WWE. It's like, no, fuck, no. Like, they did, there was, again, it makes no sense.
So, what are we going to listen to next?
Besides me ranting about stupid bullshit of how they make no sense of innovation.
Yeah.
Oh, well, BYOB, bring your own booze, bring your own bitch, bring your own boobs.
You know, we weren't
so long without that stupid Smash or Pass bullshit, and dumbasses decided to bring it back.
What about Smash or Pass?
Somebody dumb fucks decided to bring it back again. We killed it for a small amount of time, and then they came back.
Yeah, I really don't get care. I really don't care what's posted in that group ever.
I mean, like, what the fuck? Hey, you got this one dude, Brian Lewis goes, I think I may catch some sizzle for this, but I'm just saying. Isn't the whoop whoop getting old? I think I've hit my max on the whoop times two. I'm not going to do it anymore. Good for you, bitch.
I don't know, man. The last time I saw somebody that was really pissed about this was like 2000 fucking six.
It's like you're just being retarded up in this damn thing.
I don't know. People just feel the need to complain about everything. I'm tired of this woo woo. I'm tired of sluts. I'm tired of assholes. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm going to kill myself. My family member died. Feel sorry for me. You know, shit like that. It's, no matter what it is. I love my fam no matter what. Even though they're a bunch of fucking assholes. I'm leaving this group. People put me down too much.
You got this one dumb bitch up in here. Rianne Ligon, who's fucking putting up... He's gonna put up the fucking lyrics to fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Why?
I don't know. She just did it out of randomness.
Ain't I feel sorry for me status.
Oh, there's definitely one up in there.
Tell me I'm beautiful. Don't tell me I'm sexy though. Tell me I'm beautiful.
And of course your homegirl decided to fucking post up some stupid shit.
Who the fuck is that?
Andrea.
Fuck that ugly bitch. I don't know how many times I can say that.
Oh, bud.
I'm going to be on the internet all day long and say stupid things to everybody to post things because I'm so great. Oh, yeah, you could pick your nose. I could pick my nose better.
Oh, bud. You know, I wonder how people feel like when they see Herschel saying, when you post Smash or Pass, you risk your life.
They usually don't care.
No, they don't, but still. This is fun, because hopefully, sooner or later, it'll kill the fucking bullshit thing. It would be funny if we saw Chris up in this group.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a part of that other station. I mean, come on, first he was part of here, trying to be a juggalo. Now he's trying to be a juggler for Motor Station.
Yeah, but I don't see him being in that group, though.
I don't know, it's full of fucking plugging morons.
Yeah.
So he fit in perfectly.
Yeah, but he's learning.
He's not a juggalo? About damn time.
No, as in school.
And my question is he really going to school? Or is that just a lie?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, come on, for fuck's sake. At one point, he said he was going to be, he was going to be going down to Florida to go to Full Sail University. Then he said he was going to be going to Butler College.
Didn't he go there?
He was there for a fucking tour.
He still went there, though.
And he just said, I'm not going to go. It's not for me.
It's nothing for you. Good old fuck away.
It's not for him, yeah, because he sucks at music.
That's true.
That's why it's not for him. Yeah, he's going to realize that.
You know, like I said, this fucking pay-per-view actually had some good matches, though.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go. This is what your girl, this is what your homegirl said. She goes, okay, guys, I'm taking a survey of sorts. For anyone who wants to participate, inspired by a few posts I've seen here tonight. Scenario. You're walking... I think she was put down, but she put on the street. You see someone wearing a hatchet man or some sort of side gear, and you yell out, whoop, whoop, to him. He doesn't say whoop back. But he acknowledges you. What do you do? Well, first I stab you in the fucking stomach, so that way you can't have your kid.
Wait, she's pregnant?
Yes.
Who the hell fucked her?
Don't know. Was it me? Because,
I hope not.
Because obviously my dick's still attached.
You got
one dumbass named Dylan Self goes, fight him and take his chain.
Fight him and what are we, Nick? Nah, I'm sorry. I can't say that here. What are we? Black folks?
Yes.
Like his damn thing everybody keeps posting of his old ass white guy on the bus telling his black girl to move to the back of the bus because he wanted to sit there.
What the fuck?
And then she wouldn't do it, and then, the whole... It turns out the whole fucking bus is all black kids. And then, I don't know, he was just saying nonsense to him the whole time. And he's talking about, this is why we need, what's that dude's name, Donald Sterling or some shit. And they get some random black dude in the background, this guy can't be serious right now. So, I don't know, man. I don't know whether to, say that he's racist or the fact that he had the balls to just take on a whole bus of black people.
Oh, man.
I don't know, the fact that these young-ass black kids were about to beat up this old-ass guy and shit, like, yeah, you're big and bad, aren't you? I mean, yeah, you're saying racist shit, but... You really gonna beat up some old guy?
Apparently he would. That's for a seat.
Oh, no, that was some chick he wanted to make move. But the back of the bus was all black kids anyway.
Yeah, so what the hell is the damn difference?
I have no idea.
Let's go sit with your boys in the back.
And then, I don't know, towards the end of the video, it was like, whoever hit me or had a problem or something, whatever, we're taking this outside.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Courtney, I'm me, Arnold. I want to stab you for using that word.
And then there's a video going around. These girls fighting each other. And then they're telling her to get off her yard and shit. And she's walking away. She's like, all right. And then she just beams her in the head with a fucking shovel.
Oh, man.
Like, apparently they had an issue and they wanted to fight. And then here they are, the girls just punch her in the face. And then the other one hits back, and then she kicks her. She's always be kicking me. Man, she just pelted you in the face like a few times. You didn't care. But now you care that you're getting hit.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is a fight. That's what we do. That's really what they said in that video.
Oh, man.
It's like, you want me to get off the yard? Last time I did that, you called the cops. I ain't going anywhere. And she's like, I'm going to go get a gun. And she's like, oh, he's going to get a gun. And said, it's a BB gun, dumbass. And then, yeah, she just beat her in the head with a fucking shovel. It was funny as hell. And she fell to the ground and started crying. Like, what the fuck do you think was going to happen, motherfucker?
Yeah, you got to find me this video, because I got to check this shit out.
Man, I think I shared it earlier, but it was only, like, the end of it with the shovel part.
Well,
I saw the full thing a little earlier, though. I was like, so that's what happened on this damn thing. You know, now it actually makes some sense as why this girl got beaten in the head with a shovel.
Oh, man.
It was first shared on, like, a wrestling page. Like, Triple H would be proud.
Triple H would be proud, what the fuck?
You know, he likes to bury people, shovels and whatnot.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find that video on your page.
It gotta be there somewhere. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, how long ago did you...
I don't know, today sometime, earlier today.
Fucking amazing. This is a perfect picture right here.
What's that?
He's got the little bitty baby. It is Hans Christian Andersen. Is that so?
I know, man. That shit was hilarious.
and then, of course, the look of fucking Bray Wyatt's face. The man Chris Hansen shows the fuck up.
That's what he was looking like whenever that kid showed up and shit, and then he won and whatnot.
That shit's fucking awesome.
Yeah, somebody took the damn kids thing and made it a pedophile thing.
Oh, man. My question is, who the fuck are all these black people up in that shit? 2014, freshman class, the Dirty Dozen.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, who the fuck are them? I don't even know any of them.
I don't either.
Seems to be an issue.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck they are.
Motherfucker. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Except the one person I've actually seen live before, just because he happened to be on the show. But I didn't watch him, though. But as for the rest of them people, never heard of them, never heard any songs by them.
All right.
The only person I heard of was the person that shared that photo. Shizzy Six.
Yeah, that's the only person I've heard of myself.
I was like, is it bad that I don't know any, who the fuck these people are? Like, that's what I commented on that picture. I was like, who the fuck are they?
Man, that's a shirt. Like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers?
That's what I said.
But I do not see that video.
Man, you got a meter. Well, I don't know where to find it at.
I don't see that video up on here.
Man, look for like the afternoon time.
Man, I don't see like 11 hours ago, May 5th, May 6th, 10 hours ago.
What the hell is today's day?
Well, that was the 7th.
May 5th, what the fuck?
Yeah. May 4th.
I don't know.
I mean, I see AJ having a fucking orgasm.
Of course you see that. Whoa.
I said, must be watching Lollipop Chainsaw.
No, I'm playing Devil May Cry. So what are we listening to now?
Fucking DDP.
Play a fucking song.
Sounds good. Be fine with me, boy.
Upon my bed. my web. Hands up, die upon my bed.
You're locked up, you're tied up, and you're drunk in my house. As you begin to wake up, you start to taste blood in your mouth. What the fuck now? Cause only 2 hours ago, you were reaching and grabbing at me like a goddamn hoe. Oh no, motherfucker, now it's time for retribution. Your execution has a leak on the legion. Then I'm a normal girl, tonight won't be like any other. Cause it won't be. Are you stupid, motherfucker? You're nothing special and your game got flipped. Typical only bitch with a stitched up dick on my evil white cup with a paranoid twitch. Precise lips from your face down to your hips. Take my lips, motherfucker, and suck the venom out. Now the secret is out, you know what I'm about. Lust in my eyes with a knife behind my back. Perverted sadomasochistic killer, how you like that? Narcissistic, very vicious, deep reading the world. Murder is fictitious when you fuck with this girl. Man up, crawl inside my web. Hands up, die upon my bed. Narcissistic, very vicious, deep reading the world. Murder is fictitious when you fuck with this girl. Man up, crawl inside my web. Hands up, die upon my bed.
Ship out Boondocks in this fucking CD.
Whatever.
I said I'm wondering when they're like when they're gonna ship out fucking Boondocks and CD.
Well, it comes out next week.
Yeah, May 13th.
13th? Thought it was the 15th.
Nope, 13th. And what's funny about that is Scum's new CD drops on the 12th. And that shit's already been shipped out already to me. Which means I'll be having it by at least, I want to say, Saturday.
There you go. Fuck you!
Oh. So, it's just funny how they shipped this shit out early, but yet, Hatchet Gear has failed to ship out Boondocks and CD, because so it says printed. No, they just shipped
it
printed.
Yeah, that's Hatchet Gear for you.
Yeah. Officially dead. He was killed by his son. But there's no referee in the ring.
That's a problem.
All right. Stone Cold or just kill Kurt Angle?
Yay.
This is definitely one of the best reviews of the Attitude Era. Before it died.
Before it died.
Yeah, man, PJ Era died. That's dead. I mean, fucking PJ Era took over. WWE just died off. I mean, I'll be honest, man. I would not mind seeing Paige versus like Lita or Trish.
Well, you're never.
That's actually probably the only diva there that actually wrestles, aside from fucking Natalya.
But WWE don't like Natalya.
Well, of course not. I mean, come on. They made Cameron like lose her fucking cat. Yeah, man, on like Total Divas, fucking Cameron ended up losing fucking Natalya's cat, and Natalya's still pissed off about it. So yeah. Shut up, JR. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck knocked up fucking Andrea. Ugly ass bitch. Yeah. Probably knocked her up and then lost his dick at the same time.
Yeah, that's why he's not around.
Yep. Rest in peace, that poor son of a bitch that knocked that thing up. I would have had a better chance fucking knocking up Chewbacca. Now, let's see. Back. Judgment Day, King of the Ring. He is a Revolution, Night of Champions, No Mercy, No Way Out, One Night Only, One Night Stand. And I just might watch ECW One Night Stand.
Now, why would you do such a thing?
Yeah, why not? Or we could watch The Rock's pay-per-view.
Rock Bottom.
Yeah. Well, it was The Rock. Well, let's see. Stone Cold versus The Undertaker. Mankind. And I forget who won that fucking match. Definitely a pay-per-view worth watching, though. Has Stone Cold ever had his own fucking pay-per-view? Has had their own. Brock's had his own. Oh yeah, by the way, I have some bad news for you. Mummy movie. It's called The Mummy Resurrected.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
Hell no. Which is why I went and put the red box.
Yeah, see? No jabronis out there.
And now I'm curious as to find out if fucking Stone Cold ever had his own fucking pay-per-view. Let's see. There was Rock Bottom. There was In Your House, which was DX's pay-per-view. Technically, Over the Edge could be it would be Edge's fucking pay per view.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, no, Stone Cold never had his own pay per view. Just The Rock, then DX. Now, what made The Rock so special that he got his own pay-per-view?
I don't know.
It's just funny because, you know, DX had their own shit back in 97. And then 98... The Rock had his.
I don't know what to tell you.
And people are getting head up in the crowd. Because it goes to the crowd and all you see is head. Ah, okay, yeah. I think I remember this pay-per-view. Austin versus Undertaker in a fucking Buried Alive match. Shut up, Michael Cole, before I stab you. There comes the arena. I guess this is before they had a Titantron.
Jeez.
Because they ain't got no Titantron for Rock Bottom. Let's find out here. Funny, I type in, when was the Titantron used into the WWE? And I get the Great Khali.
Yeah, about right.
That just makes no sense there. Why do I want the fucking Great Khali? I want the Titantron, motherfucker. Shut up, Venus.
You know, we both melt in the hot spot.
Wow.
It ain't easy, Yeah. Damn. There's like three chicks that look good, and then you got one chick that's like all busted looking. Definitely a fucking hoe.
Definitely a fucking hoe.
Hey, look, it's Terry Runnels. As one of Godfather's hoes. Get the hell off the fucking chick with the blue. She's got a busted looking face. Nobody wants to look at that. I mean, shit, if you're gonna bring her out, at least bring her out with a fucking paper bag over her fucking head. That bitch looks like she got fucking Down syndrome or something like that. And the Godfather, with his lady. Which means that pussy's definitely infected. See, there you go. There's a chick right there that would make a better fucking hoe.
That would make a better fucking hoe.
Yeah, but you know, like, if you go back,
I didn't realize
this,
there's qualifications to be a hoe.
Well, you feel like he's got one that looks like a fucking crackhead, ugly as fuck. I mean, she's got nice titties, but no ass, busted looking face. Probably got smacked with some fucking Lil Wayne's fucking herpes. Godfather, you have your hoes. Don't go gay. Well, three hoes and a crackhead. If Val's smart, he will not go for the crackhead.
He takes them all.
Oh, he's definitely going to go for them all, including the crackhead. Yep, the world's strongest man, who will now only appear for battle royals.
Yeah.
And D'Lo Brown, I swear that motherfucker's broken his neck a few times, but after the shit he does with fucking throwing his neck around. Oh, it's true, man. I mean, come on. Like, you know, the way he fucking tosses his head around, I'm sure he's broken his neck a few times. Yeah, then D'Lo got stupid and decided to join the fucking Aces and Apes. Dumbass. But I mean, come on, but like I said, bad fucking. The only time we ever see Mark Henry and Big Show nowadays is for a fucking battle royal. That's it. I mean, it would be nice to see a match between Big Show and Mark Henry, one-on-one.
Very soon,
then. Well, this time without, you know, Henry trying to break someone's fucking foot or ankle or knee.
Yeah.
and Mark Henry, perhaps the most underrated team in the World Wrestling Federation. I mean, underrated by who? I think they're great. But they're very underrated.
God damn it, Cole. You're annoying now. You're annoying then. Someone should have just stabbed you. Or let's put him in a match against fucking JBL so that way JBL can fucking deliver a close on the hell to him.
Close line from Smurfville or whatever the fuck they said.
Yeah, man, he went from being a fucking Smurf and he had the blue hair and shit like that. It's like all retarded. Like, I swear to God, like, it fucking looked like he either ate a Smurf or fucking just fucking hair in the fucking bleach.
No, man, I'm talking about the fucking midget match.
Oh. I mean, yeah, like, I thought you were talking about fucking Michael Cole having blue hair.
No.
Cameraman, stay off the crackhead. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, come on. She's just as ugly as Andrea is. All the European heritage over here, what the... Well, Dirty King Low has definitely gotten smarter over the years. He's watching this shit. Man, everyone knows exactly how stupid he was. Before, I think the only smart thing Lalo ever said back in the day was puppies. And I think between the years, Lalo's balls must have finally dropped. Only to the fact, back in the day, dude's voice was even fucking squeakier than anything. But why don't you go play a game? I'm gonna watch Rock Bottom.
All right, wonderful, bye.
Peace.